still scratching your head in this post-Ahmad era and saying, how are we going to be as a running team?
No, not really. I think we saw some flashes a year ago. We saw Andre Brown help us out early in some situations. I think we've got a good group. He's been here for a while, and he's seen Ahmad Bradshaw. He's seen, you know, the tradition we've had here with Brandon Jacobs and those kind of guys. And I think he's been dying to get out there, and here's an opportunity for him to actually show. Jerry drafted him for a reason, and to be a complete running back. When he came out of North Carolina, they strongly felt that he had the size, athletic ability. He had all those kind of tools, but he had to learn. He got hurt his first year. He had a dark cloud around him. So, yeah, you forgot about him a little bit. Yeah, he struggled to learn offense a little bit. And everybody else, we had other players here that just stayed there. So it's a great opportunity for him. And I think he's worked hard to be in that position right now. He deserved it.
What about at the third running back? Right now you've got, I think, three guys. Has anybody kind of stepped up?
Well, it's just like you said, competition is the best thing that you can have. And, you know, we have Darrell Scott that they had drafted here, you know, to fill those, you know, shoes. We brought in Ryan Terrain as well. You got Michael Cox, who shows flashes. Anybody's been here. He also has to learn the offense. There's some good, solid-looking young men that we're pretty excited about in that position. We've played, you know, multiple backs here in the past. We've had success. We try to keep balance. One year we had Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, the third guy always struggles. Depending on how the game goes, yeah, you may be able to get to use the third guy as that speed transition guy in the fourth quarter or special play situations. But that third guy is pretty excited about having an opportunity right now.
What about Michael Cox? Like you said, we've been out here, we've seen the bounce he had. Could you talk about, you know, what you've seen with him?
He's a very talented young man. He has the ability to do certain things, but he has to, like all young running backs, they have to learn the system. Okay, you just can't toss him the ball and say, hey, go do this, just like we went through a year ago with David in the situation. He has to feel comfortable about learning our offense, and we're comfortable with him that we can trust him in most situations. But he does show us a lot of good talent out there right now.
Once you picked up Ryan DeMario, about fullback, what can you tell us about him?
He's done a nice job filling, you know, for Henry Hynowski. He's smart, he's diligent, he's great in the meetings, he adapts well, he's a good, solid kid, and we're pretty happy right now, you know, to see what he'll do this weekend. It'll be a great test.
Given the uncertainty with David as a pass blocker, you know, and also having Henry on, I mean, the pass blocking, obviously, Andre can do it, but there's got to be some questions, I would think, in your mind about, you know, just what you have there. I mean, are you starting to get a better idea on that overall?
Well, I mean, we're, you know, the preseason, you're actually excited about playing these games. So, I mean, it's going to be a great test for us right now. I feel a lot of it is want to. There's a lot of examples of guys that have done this. Woodhead has done a great job for his size. And, you know, so you're showing players and Ray Rice and, you know, a lot of different players that have done a great job of being complete running backs. So, you know, and that's where I have to do a better job of showing David and creating that want to and that technique. And the more he actually gets a chance to actually hit somebody, the better he'll get. You only get better at doing. You can't get better at not having an opportunity to actually hit somebody. So we're going to give him as many hits and opportunities as we can.
So you think the want to is there?
I think the want to is there. He just, you know, like any young running back through every year in the NFL, there's two things a young running back has to do in the NFL, and it's protect the quarterback and take care of the ball. That's what he has to do. You know, when he was in high school and in college in some places, they never really had, all they had to do was run. Okay, you come to the NFL, you're not just the runner, you're everything. You know, you're accountable to everyone. And it's a stepping stone for a lot of runners over the years. And it's just one area that he's got to learn and get better at. But I don't see he's afraid to in any way, not at all. I mean, the guy's got courage. He just has to learn how to.
With Michael Cox, were you guys surprised that he was still on the board at that point in the draft? Like you said, that the guy has talent. I mean,
well, the guy has talent, but that's, you can say that every year about a lot of guys you never heard of. We could say that about Terrell Davis. I mean, We were like, I remember when Terrell Davis got on the field, I went to the sheet and said, who is this guy? I said, he actually was in a combine, ran 4.847. Everybody ignored the guy. You know, you look towards these kind of guys, and hopefully you find one, and maybe we did, maybe we don't. We're looking forward to it, you know. But we did. The scouts did a great job of finding him, working him out, bringing back the message, and say, hey, we really need to look at this guy real close, and maybe we found a guy.
David Wilson, obviously, is the heir apparent. I mean, what does he have to do to be the every down back?
Well, and like any other back at this level of ball, you have to be able, obviously, be a playmaker with the runner. You've got to be a great faker. You've got to be a great pass protector, and you've got to be able a pretty effective route runner. So, I mean, most of his career, he's been able to catch the ball, and he's been able to run the ball, but he hasn't really had to take upon that great responsibility of protecting the quarterback. Okay, and that's an area where he really wants to get better at, and I think he will. He's worked hard. He's come met with me an awful lot. He's watched a lot of tape of some past players that we've had here and doing that. Now he has to just go out and do it.
As a runner, how exciting is it to watch him at times?
He's explosive. If he gets a crack, and he's a track runner. He's a track runner. He has some qualities you'll get excited about. You know, and it's good to have that kind of a weapon right now, but he's got to be able to do the other things, because that's what we do. We're going to throw the ball here. That's how we're going to win games here, okay? But we have had great balance in running and throwing and having that tradition, but you got to take care of Eli. There's a lot of pride and respect with the offensive line, and as well as, you know, that's your job. So we're looking forward to it.
Any concern with David also wanting to return kicks? I mean, he's going to be one of the featured backs.
No, they've had running. I mean, Tiki's done it here in the past before, so no. There'll be situations where we've had rotations before where I said, hey, in the past I said, hey, Ahmad's up, you do this. Brandon, you're up, you do this. Andre Brown, you're up, go ahead and return one. Let's get the ball past the 50. All right, he's excited about it. It'll be a situation where you never know when he's out there. But you'll be excited that he is, hopefully.